Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Welcome back. I know the first hour may have come across just a little bit negative.
No.
But the good news is, in the next segment, after this somewhat negative one, you will hear something that will inspire you for the remainder of the day, if not the week. It is a prognostication about your Philadelphia Eagles, and now it ties in with the release of their schedule last week and how promising it is for the immediate future of our football team. Because honestly, Jonesy, at this point, is that not where most of our hope should be?
Yes. Everything should be heading that way.
Should it be on the 17 and 18 Phillies?
No.
I mean, Todd Zielecki covers this team for MLB.com.
Mm-hmm.
But even he, when he saw that lineup, he must have cringed.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, our baseball authority, Mr. Todd Zielecki. Hi, Todd.
Good morning, Angelo. How are you?
Well, here's how I am, Todd. I really was stupid enough to expect a sweep yesterday. Although Al has informed me that once you won the first three, it doesn't really matter. He did say that, right, Jonesy?
Yes.
So the Phillies lineup came out, and I had the first five guys were okay. And then I got to Herrera, Camargo, Stott, and Stubbs in the bottom of my lineup yesterday in L.A. I think Joe Girardi was not expressing an urgency to sweep. What about you?
Well, I think the one guy that would be missing in that lineup that you probably would have expected or wanted to see was Real Muto, right? I mean, other than that, though,
guess what? I did some research, Zielecki, maybe you should try. Do you know that they do that platelet thing in Philadelphia, too, for Bryce Harper's arm?
They do the PRP injections. Yeah, they can do it.
They do it here
too,
but we did it in LA, so he wouldn't be able. He had 8 hits, 8 RBIs, 4 doubles, and 3 homers in the previous 3 games. You know how you shut him down? Send him to Neil Elatrache, the surgeon. That's how you do it. We do it here. Why did they have to schedule it there?
Well, I think because A, he's a specialist. He's a guy that he is very, very highly regarded. Does a lot of heavy hitter pitchers, players with elbow surgeries, etc. And because of the off day on Monday, you might only sacrifice one, maybe two games if you had waited, played in L.A. Maybe they win, maybe they don't. Maybe Corey Knebel still blows the game. Now he missed them Tuesday. Definitely Wednesday and possibly Thursday. So they feel like they cut at least one game back in terms of how many games you're without Bryce Harper in the lineup.
Oh, brilliantly thought out. And then why did we not play JT? Couldn't we have rested JT on Saturday so we didn't have an awful lineup yesterday?
Well, that could have been an option. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. Now, but I will say this, though. I looked this up the other day. JT is playing way more than any other catcher in baseball.
Oh.
So he is catching a lot of innings. But you're right. You know, could he have started him Saturday, knowing that they were going to be up without Bryce on Sunday, possibly? But here's the other thing, which is weird: is JT's actually not hitting the ball well. Garrett Stubbs. I don't know how this guy is doing it because he is not known as an offensive catcher. He's been coming up with some hits, though.
Yeah,
he's had some hits.
Yeah, I'm going to count on that all season.
not all season.
Here's the thing. All right. So anyway, and then Let's get to Herrera. You've been covering the team how many years, Todd?
Since 2003.
Honestly, is he the dumbest player you've ever covered?
I've never seen a guy swinging a ball like went through his legs before.
No, I would like you to hear the way L.A. described it. All right, this is not Larry Anderson. I mean the L.A. announcers. They had I'm trying to get the name of the guy here. One was Oral Hershiser. The other was Joe Davis. All right.
Yep.
There are bases loaded. The pitchers walked three guys, and he gave up a hit, but no run scored because Bohm hit it to a double play. 2-1 count. Listen to this pitch that this jackass swings at.
Bases loaded, two out, and a 2-1. Wow, he swung at a pitch that did it go through his legs?
I think it did.
Oh, my gosh.
He's thinking fastball. He's throwing it.
He's got a five hole. Good thing he isn't a goaltender. Did you see that?
It was unbelievable. I think even like Ruben said it on the post game or in the middle of the game. Like you see, Odubel do a lot of weird things out there, but that's the first time I've ever seen a guy swinging a ball through his legs ever. I've never seen that. I've seen guys swing at pitches that were, you know, a foot and a half, 2 feet, 3 feet in front of home plate because they're so full, but not a ball that actually goes between your legs. Unbelievable, but very Odubel.
And I'm going to tell you something, Todd. This is when I knew I was in crisis, all right? Because then, as I watched that, I started to pine for Mickey Moniak, who I've done nothing but crucify from the day they drafted him. But Moniak looked like he was ready to actually be a good player, and he got hurt just before the season. So I did the math. And when you break a bone, 6 weeks later, it's healed. How
right.
close is he to coming back, claiming center field, and sending Odubel out of our lives?
Well, he could begin taking live batting practice as early as today in Clearwater. So he is getting closer. The last time I talked to him, which was right before the road trip, he said he got an x-ray, and it was making a lot of progress. It still was not 100% healed yet to the point where he wanted to start hitting, you know, live, but he's at that point now. So it should be any day this week, if not as early as today, like I said.
Well, Todd, again, I'm not trying to do your job for you, but I think you should question why they didn't send him to Neil Ellatrache 6 weeks ago, because he would be back in the lineup by now.
The fancy French doctor.
Yes.
All right. Let's talk about the back end of the bullpen. Do we have a problem at closer again? Oh. What's going on with Evel Knievel?
You know, so here's the he's pitched well. He's blown two saves, but it just so happened that those two saves happened to be in grand fashion, right? The sixth inning, the six run loss to the Mets on May 5th, fifth time in franchise history that's happened. That was one of the worst games I've ever seen, regular season games I've ever seen. And then yesterday, you have the opportunity to sweep the Dodgers, who were the best team in the National League entering this series. You have a chance to go 6-1 on a road trip, a West Coast road trip, which almost never happens. And he has a 1-2 count on Cody Bellinger, two outs, nobody on base, and he loses the game. So it's like, you know, it's just the way that it happens has just been amazing. So it's still early. I still trust Knievel more than I trusted, you know, Hector Neris or a lot of these guys that they've been running out here the last 5 years. But there's no doubt that the bullpen needs to be better because he struggled. Jairus Familia pitched poorly in L.A. Jose Alvarado, you don't know what you're getting there most nights, but most nights it's nothing near the strike zone. This bullpen walked 15 batters in, I think, 13 and two-thirds innings in the Dodgers series.
Ooh.
In the Dodgers series. You can walk 15 guys, you're going to get smoked, and they did. Fortunately, the offense bailed them out on Thursday and Friday night, but they almost blew it on Thursday and Friday night too. So thank goodness the offense is hitting. Otherwise, we would be talking about a 2-5 trip, a 3-4 trip, something like that.
Last thing, Todd. I know you weren't on the flight last night, the 6-hour flight back. What's that like for Knievel when he has just blown a huge game? It's not as fun a flight as it would have been if they caught that last ball, right?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's got to really, really kill Knebel. And I think for the entire team, you're sitting there and you try to, as a baseball player, you sit there and go, all right, 5-2 trip, 5-2 trip. You keep repeating that to yourselves. 3-4 against the Dodgers. They're the best team in baseball, probably. But to know that you were a strike away from being 6-1 and sweeping them, I'm sure it makes the cocktails taste a little differently on the flight back.
Right. I would not feed them. You know how they give the meals out?
Angelo. Oh,
nothing for him. Todd Zielecki is the author of a great book. Doc, always a pleasure, Todd. Thank you, buddy.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.